Yerushalmi Klayim Daf Ayin Beis. The Mishnah is starting from the bottom of Ayin Aleph from Ayin Beis. Mishnah is discussing the sugya, the inyan of Klayim by Behemos, and the Mishnah. We discussed the inyan already of animals that are mavi. You can't be mavi. You can't mate the animals together, two different meanim. But he even using them together to lead them. To work together, or to lead them together in a carriage or a wagon, is in itself usher as well. So the Mishnah says that behema im behema v'chaya m'chaya. The halacha is you can't use the behema with the behema, mix together two different animals, or chaya b'chaya, or two different wild animals, or behema m'chaya, or an animal behema with a chaya, a wild animal, domestic animal with a wild animal, b'chaya behema, or a chaya behema, which means a zachar within a keva. And either way, we'll discuss why it has to mention it twice. Behema m'chaya, chaya behema, zachar, it's the same thing. Why the Mishnah singles it out, specifies each one case. And tmeim, tmeim, you can't have even a non-kosher animal with a non-kosher animal that's a different min, or tahirim tahira, or even two kosher animals, two Torah animals of a different min, or tmeim tahira, and tahirim tmeim. Again, why the Torah has to use both lashonos? Both the same thing. Tmeim and tahira is the same as tahirim tmeim. Why the Mishnah has to say both cases? Halacha is asin surin lechrosh v'lim shok lahanig. Halacha is you can't go ahead and lead them, pull them, plow with them, or to lead them would be considered asur. Now, what's interesting is that the where does it get from? The Torah only says, as the Mafulda explains, losak losho chamer. Torah says you can't just use a ox and a donkey. That you can't plow together. It doesn't talk about all the other animals, but the Mafulda says who are the chol behem of chaya. It applies to all behem of chaya. And the Gemara in the Bavli explains just like the Isur Shabbos is an Isur Shabbos. You can't all your behemoths, even the Torah only specifies certain ones. You can't have them work on Shabbos. But any applies to all animals can't do work on Shabbos. So Gzeirah Shav applies there as well to the Kalayim, that any type of animals together. Any minute, whether it applies, all these things are asim and atayra, and you can't do that. And if you do them, you're over in Israel Malkus. What's interesting is that the Torah is talking about limshok, Mishnah says limshok lahanig, you can't lead them together, pull them together, etc. And why does he use such a lashon limshok lahanig? So again, the Marfulda explains, a gamel, a camel, urcha, and mshicha, there the normal thing is to pull it, and a chamar, the derek lahanig, is to lead it from behind. So Mamela, therefore, Ben Gamar, Ben Kamar, so I'm sure tells you either one. In other words, either one, the Mishnah uses both Lashonos to pull or to lead, and then certain animals you lead, certain animals you pull. But even if you would take an animal that normally you lead, it's also us to pull, and the same thing, an animal that normally you pull would be us to lead as well. Would be the usher to do that as well. The question is, in the Shita's halacha, the machlokes you find in Rishonim, whether what about where you're actually not even pulling an animal, what about just with an animal together, you're not doing any work with them as well, but it's only, even if you didn't do anything together, you're not doing any work, just putting them together, would it be considered usher as well? Would that be considered usher? Is it only usher if they're doing something, if they're plowing, or they're working, or they're leading them? But the question is whether it applies even just harnessing them together, even if they're not doing anything, would that also be considered usher as well? There's some shitas that hold that any animals that move together, if they're not doing any work, you put two wagons to tie two animals together, and they move on their own without pulling a wagon, without plowing, without doing any malacha, whether that itself is considered usher as well, that's a shaylin and yishaynim, whether it applies applicable or not. And the Mishnah discusses this again, all these different halakas, why it says Behema Tumeya, Tumeyam Taira, Chayim Taira, why all these things together, both cases are mentioned. The Gemara doesn't explain what the Chiddush of those is. Really, it could be just done for the fact that the Mishnah wants to include all cases. So we include Torah and Tumey, and therefore it mentions the same thing in Chayim Behema as well. There's no unusual Chiddush that would apply to whether it's a Tumeya, Behema, Tarim, Tumeya, or a Chaya, or a Zachar, or a Mekeva, would be no difference. Both cases are the same, and Mishalnik spells it out because it's just to keep in conformity with the other cases of the Mishnah. That's all. All these things are also to do and to plow, even though the Torah only says plow, the Torah only says clearly the Yisrim Natera is a look of the Saksha Darbadisha. You can't go ahead and plant them together. As the Marifulda brings down the Pasig, Losakosh Bishar V'chamar, That's the only thing the Torah talks about plowing itself. Doesn't talk about anything else, but the Torah includes as well any malacha, even just leading and pushing together, as well as there's no difference. It's also considered nisra malacha, and if it would be usher together. But if they're not doing any work together, again, we have a machlokes rishonim, whether the halacha would be just tied together itself would be considered an nisra daraisa or not. Mishnah continues. Hamane is sofik as aboyim, a person who leads the animals. They're over an isser sofik as aboyim. You get an isser malchus. It's an isser malchus. You lead them together. You get an isser malchus. Hayoshiv b'karan sofik as aboyim. When a person sits in a wagon that's pulled by animals, you also get an isser malchus as well. Rameya poter. Rameya says you poter from that. If you're sitting there, you don't get yourself an isser daraisa, but there's no din of. Because you're sitting in the wagon, you're not causing the animals to do anything. You're not. It's a lavsh ainbo malka shainbo maisa. There's no actual. There's no maisa to what you're doing. So Rameya says, in such a case, your person itself is not doing anything. You're not causing. You're just sitting in the wagon. You're not causing it to move. If you're leading it or you're hitting it, you're pulling it. So there, you're causing it to move. That's an isa daraisa. Masha ain kain. If you have an animal that you're just going ahead and you're surfing, you're just going ahead and putting it in the wagon, sitting in the wagon, according to Machlekes Tanoim, whether you'd be over in Isser Daraisa on that, whether you're over in Isser Malkus. In Isser Daraisa, everyone agrees you're over, because you're not over in you know Isser Malkus. And the Moshe brings down, that explains the idea that the Rameya holds the Yeshivaso Eino Goremes Klum. We don't pass like a mayor, because since you're sitting there, you're not doing it, you're not causing anything to happen, you're not causing animal to move at all, therefore, you know, you said the rice on that, no Yisrael Malkus, and the Aloch, we don't pass like a mayor. And we don't pass like a mayor. What's interesting, the emotion brings down the Rambam's Lush and the Pirish Mishnayas, that when you have that the case is here where you're pulling two wagons, not where a person is pulling a wagon, tied to a wagon, and the wagon is pulling another wagon, whether that's considered an Isser as well, of whether the animal is doing something, is that considered an issue? If that's where the case would be, the Mishnah, we would say that be considered usher, machlekes tanoim and meir, no matter whether it be considered usher or not. The case of the Mishnah, the third case of the Mishnah is a shlishis yukshur b'tzareyan. The third one is tied, it's usher as well. What does the third one mean? So again, Mefarshim explain, Marifold explains, if you have two horses that are tied together in a wagon, and next to it is tied a chamar, tied to them. It's not tied to the wagon, but it's tied to the two horses. The horses themselves is not a problem, client pulling a wagon. But if you tie together a chamar to one of them, even if it's not actually doing it, it's still considered as if it's part of it, manigan, and it'll be considered us as well. Shlisha shikshur l'tzayim, it's asur, and it's also considered usur. The same halacha would apply that it would be considered usur. Now, is it a daraisa de rabbanon? But the pashas is the halacha that it's a daraisa, but there's some rishonim will learn that it's only a de rabbanon because it's not directly doing it. It's only a third doing it indirectly, and therefore it would be only a din de rabbanon, not a din de daraisa. Machlokes rishonim says the gemara behemah and behemah. Mishnah says behemah and behemah is included as also a klayim. So the gemara says yachol the other memayim and zacharim and lekevos. You would think the brayse said only be zacharim and lekevos. And lekevos does zacharim and lekevos with zacharim. Tamad loyma behem to lo tarbiya. You can't go mix together anyone. Not only is it us to Marvia, but my Atzachar mates on the Kavos, the Kavos Atzachar, even putting them together in different, even if they're not, you're not being doing them directly, but you're just mixing them together. Not only be a dayim that you're being going ahead doing them, but even mine, but placing them in a place where they would be able to, on their own, be marvia, they own them, but that itself is being considered usher. Chimasa maisa. Vayim, what's the issue? There's no issue maisa. You're not doing anything. If you're doing a maisa, you're putting the zachar on the nekeva, or the nekeva on the zachar, so then you're doing a maisa, be a dayim. But if you don't, just next to it, what be the issue? Lo shehito. Not what you did a maisa, be a dayim. If you die to a meito, but talking about even when you go ahead and you're putting it, directly die to the matil. In other words, you go ahead, you put them near each other, but you're not doing anything mice itself, then you're not over into the rice. The rice is only where you're actually doing a mice, a matil. You're taking a diem and you put the aver of Zachar into the nekevo, or the nekevo, the aver of the nekevo, and you're putting it into the aver and the Zachar, that's where you're over into the rice. But otherwise, it's not the Rabbanon, it'd be yasa to do, even putting them together, even if you're not actually doing a mice to be a diem. But the Yisra Daraisa itself is not. It's not has to be with your matil. Says the So the halacha, the mafreshim explain that the issue would be the Gemara. The Ramafuda explains, look, shetel, shmas davin zetzel zeh matel zera. He also show up, hey, mal das atzmosa, then halacha is enokaneh, so there's no use of amita. I'm putting them together with him. You're doing nothing to put them together, to make them together on their own. The animal's doing it on their own. You're just putting them in a position where they could do so. Now look, is he not over nisa the raisa there? Whether you over the rabban or not, that's a question in the rishonim, but the raisa is surely you're not. Only if you do maisa b'yadai, where you yourself causing them, they don't have a choice, you're causing them to do maisa b'yadayim, that would be considered an issur d'oraisa. The raisa continues. Issur ben Yaakov yomer, asur l'rakiv al gabi pirda. You now have to go ahead and ride a mule, which is a mixture, which is a which comes from a chamor and a sus. It's a hybrid that comes from a mixed relationship of two different meaning. You don't have to go ahead and ride on a mule. My begadim shat mutol l'voshem said, two begadim you're allowed to wear. Begadim you're allowed to wear beged and pishtan. You're allowed to wear one beged on top of another beged. That's us. Yet all the spirit is saying, but when they mix together, when it's sewed together, that shatness, that's us, sir. Hema shatas l'nevzuvazu. Hema, which you're not allowed to write. You're not to go one with the other. Even if they're mixed together, you're not allowed to write. You're not allowed to write together a chamor and a sus together, even if they're not attached. Surely if they become one that became a mule that came from that, surely the kalachoma should be considered asur. That is the halacha, issi ben akavya is machadesh. The halacha, just like the silver shatnes, semer pishtim yakdav, it's only if it's together shatnes you can wear. But if it's two separate meaning, you can do it. You can mix them, you can wear each baguette by itself. So too over the same halacha would apply that they, by an animal you can't ride on a sus and a chamor, even if they're side by side and you're riding both of them together, that would be considered asur. So too, if it's one that came from them, it would be considered asur. Frank the Gemara, so we see the king's sons all wrote, the old David Amalek's children wrote on a pirdo, on each one on their own mule, and they ran away from Avshalom. When Shalom killed Amnon, the son of David, all the other sons of David Amalek ran away. They thought they're going to be killed by Avshalom as well, so to make sure that he makes sure that no one else could take over the rule of David except for him. So they ran away with their own mule. How could they ride in their own mule? If it's an issue to do so, then how would they allow to do so? According to Isabel Makavia, that it's Asa Daraisa, how could they do that? So you can't go ahead and bring in a raya for Malchus, because sometimes they did things on their own without David HaMelech's permission. Says that I'm very full. They limit them in Malchus. Shaholkin b'shrirus lavan libon afil shokadis. The princes, the sons of kings, do whatever they want. With Beis HaMalchus, they do what they want, even if it's not done with the Ratzon of David. Even if they don't, they do what they wanted to. But you can't bring any raya from there that what they did would be a kasha, that therefore you're allowed to do it. Maybe in Echanami it's also to do. And therefore, without David, no male knew about it. They didn't ask him permission, or they didn't even know about it. Ain't Daito without his knowledge, says the Pnei Moshe. So Mela, David Melech didn't approve, they didn't even know about it. So you can bring a raya. Freight to Gemara, okay, maybe that's true. I have exchanged the pasuk in Malachi, my captain, Shlomo Bini al Pirda Sheli. David HaMelech instructed them to put David Shlomo HaMelech on his mule, on my mule, Mashma, that he himself rode a mule, on his own mule. In Lashon HaPasuk, Bini al Pirda Asherli, mine. So you see that you can't do it. So in Melech, that you can't say that David HaMelech didn't do what's proper. David HaMelech, everything was proper. So how do you explain this pasuk according to Isi Ba Makavi, that it's not gossip to ride a mule? Gemara says, "Birya b'sheishes mebereishes haya." Keeping a raya from David HaMelech, because David HaMelech's mule was that came from a sus and a donkey, was unique. That was created b'sheishes mebereishes haya. It was one of the things that were created before Shabbos was created. Before the Mishnah says that the there were things that were created before Shabbos, before Ben Hashmashos. And one of the things was this mule that was specially made for David HaMelech. Maybe if it was not, it didn't climb. He was allowed to ride it. So therefore, maybe I'll tell you, Taka, that he see Ben Yaakov is right, that it's also to ride a mule. It's an issur climb. It's also to do so. It's an issur minatayra. But David HaMelech's mule is unique because it came from Biflim Bir Shalom. If Lo Mishal climb, it didn't come to climb. It came especially created from the before the world was created, especially for David HaMelech. And Mimela, therefore, it's not a din. It didn't come from Goliath, and that's why you can bring a raya against him from here. Maybe in a Konami Taka, it is a din deraisa, that it's usher. That would be the answer that the Gemara gave to deflect the question from on Isi ben Makavia. The Gemara discusses, Lamaisa, is it usher or not? What's the halacha? So the Gemara says, a different shayla. Interesting shayla the Gemara has. What if you go ahead and you lead with Goliath Bakol, which means that you have two animals that are together, and instead of leading them with pulling them with a rope or a strap, you went and you called them. You called the animals to move forward, and they came to you following your voice, and they came together. So that would like, is that a din malchus or not? I said, you like it. That would be considered as if you pulled them by hand. No difference if you went ahead and you did it by peh, and it would be considered aser. It would be us. Now, the Maisa here, again, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is normally a lav shame of Maisa, you don't get Malkus on. And here, when you're calling the animals, and a deeper is not a Maisa. A deeper is not a Maisa, it's not an action. So therefore, normally, a deeper is not an action, doesn't require Malkus. Does a lav shame of Maisa? Lav shame of Maisa, why would a person get Malkus over here if you call the animals together, and they came in two different animals, and you call them together, which would be considered usher? So therefore, what's the halakha over here? Look, it's fair to understand why you get malchus if you're manik b'kol. If you did it with a voice, why you should be considered as if you did it manik b'yadayim. So most of the time, we learned that the price on this. And then if a person talk, did it, you led the animal, most of them behind, or mshiko, you pulled it in front of him, karla, you called it, and it called you, and it followed you. You have to pay the shoyl for any damage that happened. If a person brought an animal, you did this thing, halakha v'shoyl, hikl shoyl, you have to pay. So you have to pay. So as you see, b'meila, that calling the animal is considered a correct way. It's considered as if you would lead the animal, as if you took the animal. So b'meila, you see that therefore, if that's so, it would be the same thing would apply if you over your kinyan mashika. So if you did, you called it, it's considered your chayiv. So too would be the same halakha if you went ahead and you. Hey, it would be the same halakha would apply if you go ahead and you call the animal together. It would be over nisir Goliath with the call. It would be the same halakha would apply. It's like over there, it applies by a kinyan mashiach, by shoyel. Should we apply the same thing over here? So, chayra, again, a raya to Yisip and Mkavya that is considered an Isser. So, the Gemara, I'll ask you a shayla faker. I'll bring you a raisa, faker. Tanishmo, we don't have a raisa. Haiso, menes chutzatchum. Person's animal was standing chutzatchum on Shabbos. And you called it, curl, you called the animal to come in, and now it came after you in chutzatchum. You know, your animal's not allowed to do malach on Shabbos, but here you called it, and now it came into from chutzatchum to the tchum. Raise a potter. Halacha, you're a potter, and the animal's potter. Both of them are potter. So, you called the animal, it should be considered aser. Why isn't it considered what the teretz is calling the animal? It would not be considered as if he did any simulacha. It's not a maisa. If it's not a maisa, and then therefore, the chara same over the kasha. Why should you say you go ahead, you call the animal? It should be considered over a kalayim. Two animals together, you're over nisr kalayim. So it should be no different over here. Why are you parted by Shabbos? Lagabe the din of tchum. Why should it be parted? It should be the same thing. It should be the same halach over there. Lachar, we have a steer and two braces, whether a coal, calling animal together works or not. So the Gemara says, Tamon, I'll bring you an answer to it. It's not a steer in braces. When you call the animal, the animal's going on its own. You call the animal, and on its own, it's deciding to come into the tchum. It's come to 2,000 amas. That's on its own. That's not you. But over here, in our case, over here, when you're borrowing the animal, you're compelling it to move. You're calling it. You're coming into your shus. So you're calling it. It's afraid of the owner, and the owner tells it to go. So it's afraid of you. Therefore, it's causing it to move. And therefore, that's an akmina why you'd be mechayev. Why you'd be mechayev? Says the Marfuda to explain. The reason why you're potter, because when a daita, lichosim mi daita mirtonishu besad, it's in a field, and it can run away. It doesn't have to follow you, but you called it, it follows you into the tchum. That's on its own volition. That you're not chayev for. That's its own das. But over here, by the shoyel amashil, when the owner is telling him, go to him, so you're going based on your voice. He's going to follow the owner. And maybe that's considered manik b'kol. That's considered when you're causing it directly. And maybe, therefore, he recognizes the voice of the owner, and if he's following you to do your bidding, that would be considered all yours, and that would be considered aser. That's the nafkamina, the two braises. So the Gemara says, Avatana, we don't do a braise, a different braise. Braise, we see, it says, Hagab ben Aloch is a person damages his Evet Kanani. Aloch is you have to set him free. Tipach, Geneged Enu Vasiyama. A person struck a wall, you hit the wall next to an Evet, and you blinded the eye, and it caused him to be blinded. Kenega doesn't go. You go ahead and you damage next to his ear, and you damaged it. You deafened him, caused him to be go deaf. He hit the wall, and it caused the eye to damage, or it caused the noise from banging the wall caused him to lose his hearing. So, like, you didn't hit him directly, but you hit the wall. Kenega the zaver, he does not go out free. When does the animal go out? When does an avid go out free? If you cause him, you hit him directly, you hit him in the eye or in the ear and cause him to go blind or to go deaf directly, the halacha is he goes out free. But if you hit the wall and it causes it, so as it directly from that, it causes the vibration, the call, the sound of the banging, cause him to go deaf or cause him to go blind, halacha is you potter. You don't consider it. It's okay. He doesn't go out free. That's not like you damaged him. So you see that a call is not considered direct. Sinkas are it. Why over here would be a call? If you call the animal, the two animals together, should be in kolayim. Or in the case over here, by the case by the shoel, it's considered your voice is machayiv. Why should it be different? So the chayrus are steering braces. I said no. I'll give you a teretz. It's different. Because over here the animal can run away. When the animal sees you banging the wall, before the noise is going to deafen him, he could run away and save himself, protect himself. And the fact he didn't run away, that means he caused himself the blindness and the deafness himself. And if the owner's not responsible, my shaking over here, when you call the animal and he comes, that's directly causing it. That's an Isra Kalayim based upon what you're doing. You're over an Isra Kalayim as you cause the animal to move. No different if you called him, no bakol, or no different if you damaged him by you damaged him by hitting him, by pulling it, or by leading it. Person went and grabbed another person and he screamed in his ear. Go ahead to pay for the damage of the loss of the hearing. So you see, you grabbed him and therefore he couldn't get away. But otherwise, I'll bring a raya. If you can get away, if you can bereya, then you're not mechayev him. You're not responsible for him. You're not responsible for the damage that you do. So you see that the galaxy, the nafkamina is just calling him when he can't run away. That's when you're responsible. But if you can run away, then you're not responsible, you're potter. And you put, and you're not kind in such a case. You see the Bryce is going to write to what the Gemara is saying. The Mishnah continued, Yoshi Bekar, you sit in a wagon, it's pulled by an animal, Maklikas Tanoim, whether you're chayiv or not. Someone says you're chayiv or not. The mayor says you are, and he says you're not. The mayor says you're part. Rabbanah, remember, it's a mishkal who. The mayor says you go ahead, you ask as a weight, that you go ahead, you pull in the wagon. The mayor says, ain't mishkal. You can't function, you're not functioning as a weight, we're not adding anything to it. So if it's not like you did anything, your weight is not doing anything. Mishkal who, the kichot, it's like you're doing something, your weight is causing it to move. But if you're not doing anything, your weight, ain't mishkal, it's not considered mishkal, you're not considered a weight, you're part, and you're part, and you're part from it. So the Mefarshim explain again. So the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rameir. Rameir says that you're sitting in the wagon, it's still a mishkal. It's considered a mishkal because of the fact that you are you're acting as a weight. And the reason why you're acting as a weight, the pashtus is because you're sitting, he feels the animal senses the weight in the wagon and it pulls extra hard. And therefore, it's as if you're causing the animal to move, to push. That's why Yochai Malkus or Chaim Kanievsky explained. The Reid and Rashmi Shalua says as well that it's Ozu Mesayil and Agosan Meshairon. He says that a person, since what you're doing is you're going in the wagon, you're sitting in the wagon, so you're helping Meshairon. Since you're sitting there, you're helping to steady the wagon, Meshairon, using it to steer it and to help it because you're sitting, your weight is holding the wagon down. It's helping the animal move, pull the animal. And if it's considered if you're actually riding on the animal, it's considered if you're manig, and if it's considered you're, that's what Rabbanan say, you are chayav, just sitting in the wagon, you're ready chayav malchus as well. You're not doing anything. Someone sitting in a wagon does not add anything to it. The law mishkalu, you're not doing anything. And if the halacha is, a mayor says that you're part of the paskin, not like a mayor, even though normally we paskin like a mayor, but over here, the machlikas Rambam and the halacha, the Rambam paskins and Kalayim like the Chachamim and not like Rameir, even though there are some Rishonim in the Sugya and Baba Kama that seem to paskin like Rameir here. And she didn't, you can see the Rash Mishalur brings down his discussion of what the halacha is like. Mishnah concludes, Mishon lo yoshtayim. Originally, there were only two horses in a chariot. And then, Iksiv, as it says, Ayikav, some Mishmeh, Kesha Shalom, and Paro went ahead and the chariot and two horses, Lashon Rab, Lashon Shtayim. But then Paro went ahead, and a different Paro came and made a a much bigger chariot and took it by three horses. Iksiv shlish nemaribo. It says with three horses for each one. So Amda Malchus, Arusha v'yosena senarba. Later that came, Rome came and made even a bigger chariot, made it a bigger chariot and put four different horses onto that chariot. So originally the Torah says the way it was done with two horses, the ones will pull it. And the and as the Pasuk says, that he took him, Akevas HaMishnah, he put, when Yosef got the dream, Paro's dream, he set him up in a chariot and rode him through the streets, and Paro's own chariot himself had two horses to it, with Lashon of Rabim. Rabim usually means two. Then it says later on Chumash, the Pasuk says, after they were running after Mitzrayim, after Mitzrayim was running after Klaisol, Shalishim HaRuklulo, that there were three, Lashon three, which means the Paro added another horse to each one of his war chariots. They had on speed to make it much quicker, to go after running after Klaisol, Israel, made a much larger chariot and a more quicker chariot that had three horses attached to it. Then the Pasuk says later on the Pasuk says, Om the Malchus of Russia, later on again, Malchus of Russia, which is usually first to Rome, and says, Asun Abba, they made it Arba, because it says, Om Shlomo Vas Arba, Om the Malchus of Russia, Vyosin Kamisha Kamisha. According to one of the Gra explains the Drasha, that the Tanakh says Shlomo HaMelech made his chariot even larger. He ran by four, but then came Rome even later, and even went more, Asakamisha Kamisha made it into five different, attached five horses to it, to do so. This is what the Pnei Moshe explains. In Reisi B'Divri Ayamim, it quotes the Divri Ayamim and says that the in Rome, they were Noach, because the Elazar Sona, they used to go after in battle, famous Roman legion, and they went ahead and used to attach even an additional one, wagon, additional wagons, either four or some other gears, like the Gra says, they actually five, to go ahead. Number one is to make it go quicker. Number two is also that the stampede, the noise of the horses that would go would be so loud that it would be frightening to the enemies. Hearing the loud, all the horses, the many horses on the leading the chariots, would cause tremendous fear into the enemy, and that's why they did it in such a way to add on more and more. That was Romans, the idea of the Roman army, the Roman legion, to go ahead and make it even so more powerful. So they attached even five horses to it. We'll continue for the Mishnah tomorrow.